more in the shach. But we should go over the two. Kol yisho shenasuka b'tayos. Pio sherashe shenitzricho tika l'dayo. Afirei l'veset. That's following the two pshotim that Rashi mentions. The last piece of the morning, the first page. So, what does it mean? Whether Mandi Masnoho and Masnoho. So according to Rashi's pshat, Mandi Masnoho and Masnoho, it means that Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel is reference to a Elisha that is a Sukkah B'tayos. But according to Rashi's pshat, it means Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel is reference to Elisha Shein a Sukkah B'tayos. So there is a machlekes. A machlekes amroi as to whether Elisha Shein a Sukkah B'tayos, like the notion today, ain't no vesek. Whether she requires bikkur if tashmish or not. So it still does not necessarily mean that we pass like the mandama. So there, we can pass like the mandama, that's the hope. But according to Rashi's pshat, so there is no basis for such issue. So, Pio Sherashi, she would speak of bikkur of Bible. Afiroim of it. Virach posak. According to the Rach, so we could pass in either way. But the Rach pass is like the mandama. Mandoma ho, mandoma ho. So one mandoma says, "I live in Shmuel." The teacher Shmuel messed with Bible. Tzlichot Dike. One mandoma, I live in Shmuel, says, "Hey, Tzlichot Dike." And the two mentions in the name of the Rach that he passed things like the mandoma. I live in Shmuel. The Tzlichot Dike, the Bible. The Rach posa kim Shmuel messed at the Bible as Rashi did. The cause of a day Rabbi Zal never make it to Rashi. El Shemuelani live in Hoki. Ki divrei Rach divrei Kabbalah. Bihar dike pirish rabaufes shebidekes achatashmish hi vihu im oses ekein gimu pom vinim tzodam al shalei oy al shalo gimu pom tei tzeba leik suko vein lo lo mizeines vilo y peveis vilo y blois. So in other words, that's the tools shot in the lead, because there are all kinds of shot in the lead. But the tools shot in the leaf is the belief, because we say, Omar Shmuel, Aloch, and Rav Chanan ibn Antignes. And what does Rav Chanan ibn Antignes say? In the Knoi Yipsuo, according to the Rams and the Balaturims, shot in the leaf. So the leaf says that what Rav Chanan ibn Antignes is saying is, that if a woman has no vesek, so the first three beers after nisuin, so he has to make it dike l'achatashmish. He has to make it dike l'achatashmish. So pirush avalve shebideke zahatashmish. He be who? He mosek ekeikim upomim. So the two when he mentions avalve pshat, then the first three beers. The Mazdi Dikes, he only mentions Dikes Lachatashmish. He doesn't mention Dikes Lifnei Tashmish. But only Lachatashmish. Only Lachatashmish. As a matter of fact, you'll see there is a machlekes between the Bes Yosef and the Dark Nation. You'll see it, I mean. The machlekes, you will go over the Bes Yosef, you'll see. The Bes Yosef says that the Reef, even though the Reef doesn't spell out a Dike, with Neitashmish in the first three beers after Nisuin, but he means that anyway. He means that anyway. The Darkimatia says no. The Rif spells out only Bdikes in the first three beers, Leachatashmish. He doesn't mention, he doesn't spell out Bdikes with Neitashmish in the first three beers, so that means that in the first three beers, Leach Nisuin, she only has to make a Dike. Elach Tashmish, but before Tashmish, not according to the commission. From the washing of the two, it's mashma like the commission, not like the Bes Yosef, because the two says Pirush Avalfes, the Har Dike Pirush Avalfes, Shebidekes Achatashmish, he the who, he Moses came Gimutom, we need to dam al shalom Gimutom and takes it to Iksubo, very well, because then she is very damach as Tashmish, she can live with her. They know when Zenius or the papers with lawyers, the sheep shall give upon our belief, and we need so. Lori Bishalo, the Lori Bishalo, the Hopama Rekhoanoshi, Umuteres, the Lodiki. So, no more tickets. But the first three beers, there is a ticket. There is a requirement of a ticket. So, does the Torah mention the first three beers, there is a requirement of a ticket for Tashmash? He doesn't mention it. So it's mashma pashas alone. It's mashma from the Torah like the Archimation, not like the Bais Yosef. The Bais Yosef says that even though the Rebbe doesn't spell out a tikkun lifnei tashmish in the first three beers of the Nisuin, but it means it anyway. But so Pashas Aroshim of the Torah is like the Archimish. Alright. So that is one pshat. That, and they mention it in the Rebbe, that pshat. And that's the pshat of the Ramban, that's the pshat of the Rashba, and they all mention it, the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ram. The three of them mention that pshat in the Rebbe. In the Rebbe. So it's their own pshat, but they mention it in the Rebbe. And Pashtes Alosh of the Ramban and the Rashba is, the Rashba, Ramban and Ramban. I don't remember, but the Pashas Aloshin of the Rashba is that only B'dikel Achatashmish, the first 3 years, but not Kingdom Tashmish, like the Archimation, not like the Bais Yosef. And Pashas Aloshin of the Torah is also that. Then, the Chinkos of Aram, Elosheitzi, Adayim B'dikel Achaslo, Kingdom Kol Tashmish V'Tashmish. Now, one can be misled by the notion of the Torah, because if somebody doesn't know the Shiras HaRambam, he could think, he could be deceived into believing that the Torah is saying that according to the Rambam has the same shita as the Rebbe. In other words, that a woman who has no vessel, so a woman has no vessel, so she has to make it ikeh only the first 3 BS after the Tashmish, but the Rambam is even before Tashmish. Even before Tashmish. But that is not the Rambam Shite. The Rambam Shite is that a woman who has no Beset Kavua, so she is Mechuyeves to make it Ike Kedem Tashmish, and after Tashmish. And after Tashmish, not only she is Mechuyeves to make it Ike, but he too, the husband too, is Mechuyeves to make it Ike. So how is it? So in other words, so how is it that Torah says, he says, Bechelkos Baramba Moshe Isi Vadayim Ike Achas Lo, Kedem Kol Tashmish V'Tashmish. The answer is, the Torah doesn't mention a Dike after every Tashmish, every being, even after 50 years. Not like the Shemesh of Eve, that only the first 3 years. So she has to make a BK after Tashmish. Before the BA after Adam Sun, so after Tashmish, she doesn't have to make any BKs. So, but the Rambam Shita is after every Tashmish. The reason is why the two mentions, Elosheitzi Vadayim Dikachas Lo Kedem Kol Tashmish V'Tashmish. And it doesn't say, Elosheitzi Vadayim Dikachas Lo Kedem Kol Tashmish V'Tashmish, V'Dikachas Le'acha Kol Tashmish V'Tashmish. Because the Shemes Rambam is, the Rambam is Yochid. He has that chumrah that even if a woman has a Beset Kavua, so every woman is mechuyeves to make a b'dike after every tashmish, even if she has a Beset Kavua. So the Torah couldn't say, Elo she'isi v'adayim b'dike achas, acha kol tashmish v'tashmish. Because then it would imply only vis-a-vis a woman who has no Beset Kavua, but the Shemes Rambam is as far as Dikel Acha Tashmish. So even a woman who has a Beset Kavua, after every Tashmish, she is Mechuyeves to make a Dikel. So he couldn't say Heisi Vadayim Dikel Acha Kol Tashmish Tashmish, because that applies to every woman, even a woman who has a Beset Kavua. But the Shemes Rambam is that vis-a-vis a woman who has a Beset Kavua, so it's only obligatory to make it Dike after every Tashmish. But prior to the Tashmish, it's only in the Sitzides. There is no Chiyuv. That's in regard to a woman who has a Beset Kavua. Masha'in came, if she has no Beset Kavua, then it's obligatory upon her to make it Dike before Tashmish. That's why the Torah says, Elosheitzi Vadayim Dike Achas Lo, Kedem Kol Tashmish V'Tashmish. So in other words, in respect to the Bdikah Lifnei Tashmish, he says that the Rambam requires, so there the Rambam requires prior to every Tashmish, not only the first 3 beers, but all her life, even after 50 years, if she is still a woman who has no regular cycle, so she has to make a Bdikah before every Tashmish, before every year. This is the excess in the Rambam Shite, the extra chumra in the Rambam Shite, over and above the Shite of the Rif. Even though the Rambam is machmir that she has to make a Bdikah lachat Tashmish after every year, but that applies to every woman, not only a woman who has a Veset Sheni Kavua, even a woman who has a Veset Kavua. So in other words, so that means they are two pshat in Rav Chanan ibn Antigonus. One pshat in Rav Chanan ibn Antigonus is the pshat that is mentioned by Rambam, the Rashba, the Tur, in the Rif, the Ram, in the Rif, that she does not have to make any bdikas all the time, but only the first 3 beers. And the first 3 beers, she makes the bdikas after Tashmish, after the first 3 beers. How about the first 3 beers? Is she mechuyavet to make a bdikah kedem Tashmish? According to the Shita, so there's a machloket between the Bais Yosef and the Alkemish. And from the Tur, it's mashma like the Alkemish, that only Lach Tashmish. And there is the Shita of the Rach and the Rambam that she is mechuyavet to make bdikahs Kedem Tashmish, Lacha Tashmish, after every day. After every day. Not just the first 3 days. And then he says, Ve'avadei yodo rosa uposav, shebidekes pa'machas kedem Tashmish, u'pa'machas acha Tashmish, v'abal in its own livdeik, v'chem tasek olomer. And the Rosh agrees with the Shita of the Rach, but the Rosh says, that Rav Chanan ibn Antigonus requires a woman who has no Veset Kavua, even in Bailo, to make a Bdikah Kedem Tashmish every year, even 50 years later, all her life, as long as she has no regular cycle. So a Bdikah Kedem Tashmish and the Bdikah Lacha Tashmish. So it's like the Rambam, but there is one difference. According to the Rambam, the Bdikah Lacha Tashmish has to be made not only by the woman, but the husband too. There's the Rambam Shite, and that hunger by the Rambam applies even to a woman who has a Veset Kavua. So after every Tashmish, after every beer, so he has to be Vedic himself with a piece of cloth, and she has to be Vedic herself with a piece of cloth. But that is the Rambam's unique Shite. I mean, the other Mishnah, they are hearing, can they say, there is no Bdikah. There is no Bdikah by the Baal after Tashmish, only by the Ish. V'chein tase kol yomer, sh'leim ha-masur l'shamish v'le Bdikah, v'imur z'ko sh'leim sh'bom v'nisri ha-machlas Tashmish, o z'asur l'shamish l'leim ha, v'itei tzim l'iksur. But then there is a third Shita, that the Torah doesn't even mention. That's the Shita of Rashi, and Teisves, and Raide, the Baal HaNefesh, and the Shach, pastis like that Shita. And that's the minute, like the Shach. The Mechaber mentions two Shittes, one the Shita that is mentioned by the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ram, only the first 3 beers, but after the first 3 beers, if all the Bdikas were clean in the 3 beers, so then she can have Tashmish without Bdikah, and then the other Shita, the Shita of the Rach and the Rosh in the Ramban, that all her life she has to make a bdikah with me Tashmish and Lacha Tashmish, and it seems that the Mechaber is disposed towards the first portion, which is the Shita of the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ram, not only the first 3 years, and the Ramban also like the first portion, but the Shita of Rashi, Tesvis and the Raimet, neither the Mechaber nor the Ramban mentioned it, but the Shach is machriya like the Shita of Rashi, Tesis, and the Raimet, that she doesn't have to make any bikkur. Not only does it, according to the Shach, not only doesn't she have to make a bikkur, she is not allowed to make a bikkur. Like a woman wears a vessel. So she will eliminate her. Maybe the Baal will become inhibited and he'll start suspecting her that she has many rias, that she keeps it as a secret, she doesn't tell him. So that's the Achoy of the Shach. Alright, we'll go over tomorrow. We'll go over Simon Kufibov Mechabov and Ramor, and then you should go over the Gemore, that Samach Vov, the pricing of Freyr Damach Mastashmish with Russian cases. And I expect to, of course, to cover Simon Kufibov Mechabov and Ramor and the Shach, and to start Simon Kuf Bezayin in the tour. Simon Kuf Bezayin in the tour.
Chas Menachem Av, Hashem Tav Shem Mem Vayis Tvah 1982 plan.
Now, this is over the two Simon Kuf Bezayin. Now the Mechad. Isho Shemish Vaveset Kavua, and it's Rich Abdike Kvar, Lo Yufni Tashmish, Lo Yulacha Tashmish. The other Rabbi, Eyo Yudit, Vizmi Bailo, Vashayis, Vishas Tashmish. So that's the Shita of all the Shem makes a drama. Then he mentions Rambam. The Rambam Zal, Matzlich Lidit Achatashmas. He the Idechot, the Ruth Idechot. The Lilith Bahem, Shem Oroa Sodam Bishastashmas. Udaiti Yatsu is the Kisatsman of Kibitashmas. Who swore the Shem Lidia Bahem Rav. So, and it's Mashma, even from the Mechapra, that he doesn't consider it as two shades. It's mashma the Mechaber is machia like the first Moshe. He just mentions what the Rambam Shit is. So the Rambam is a yochid in this Shite that even a woman who has a Eset Kogua, so she is Mechieres, to make it bigger after every Tashash. Why should she be Mechieres to make it bigger after every Tashash? Because of the possibility. Maybe she is a real damach mustaches. There is such a thing of real damach mustaches. So that's why the chatchila, according to the Rambam, every woman, even if she has a besek kavua, so and the tashmish she shalit na besek, of course. So still she has to make a bikkur after every tashmish. That's shita. Then kelim tashmish. So even the Rambam is maybe that she's not Mechiyeres. It's not obligatory. But there is a little sense. And all the Rishayim actually can both points. Number one, that after Tashmish there is no obligation. And number two, that before Tashmish there is no little sense. Not only there is no little sense, on the contrary, it's not a proper thing. Because the Baal might become inhibited when he sees that his wife makes a bikkur every time before Tashmish. So you might suspect her that she's accustomed to see dam and so on, and it might be conducive to problems. So because of that, according to all the other Rishayim, it's worse. But that is the Shizam. And the Ramor, and that machloket between the Rambam and all the Rishayim, so the Ramor says, who swore Rishayim Yijah, Vichayim. Now then, he discusses the status of a woman who has no Mesekhov. So there, we have many Rishayim who say that a woman who does not have a Mesekhov, so she's Mechiyeres to make a before every Tashmish and after every Tashmish. Not just the Rambam. The Rambam saw even a woman who has a Mesekhov is Mechiyeres to make a Bikkur after Tashmish. But who has no Mesekhov. So actually, we have three shittas of shame. And if you want, then we can say we have four shittas. I mean, if you want, you can classify it as more, because of the Rambam shita that the husband is also to be mechuyev, is also mechuyev to be baby. But if we just don't mention that shita. So we have four sheets. One sheet is One shita is that a woman is mechuyeves. That's the shita of the rach. And the shita of the rach. And it's also the shita of the rosh, even though the rosh himself says that he himself is disposed of the shita of Rashi and Rizvetz, but he cannot be chilek on the rach because kol dvaro do it abo. So, in final analysis, he agrees with Rashi, even though he would have, if not, if the rach didn't say it, he wouldn't have said it himself. But the fact is that he's mivatir his own sheep, to the sheep of the rach. So that's the sheep of the rach. And the sheep of the rach and the rosh, that a woman who has no vesit kavua is mechuyeves all her life, as long as she has no vesit kavua, is mechuyeves to make a dike kibbutz tashmish and the dike rach tashmish. The dike rach tashmish. And you could say that this is also the shita of the Rambam, except that at one point the Rambam is different. He requires in the Tikkun after Tashmish that the husband is also Mechuyev. But the Rach and the Rosh, they don't go along with the shita of the Rambam of that. So it's the shita. So in other words, it's the shita of the Rach, the Rambam, and the Rosh. That a woman who has no vesit kavua is obligated to make it decay all her life before Tashmish and after Tashmish. And according to the Rach and the Rosh, so it's only she is mechuyevet to make it decay after Tashmish. According to the Rambam, even the husband is mechuyevet to make it decay after Tashmish. So that's one shita. One shita. So then the second shita is by the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ram, and they all say it in the Rif, and they all say it in the Rif, that only the first 3 BS, so it's Mechuyeves to make it. Only the first 3 BS. So then, the first 3 BS, and if, let's say, the first 3 BS, she made the Tikkun Kedem Tashmish, Acha Tashmish, and we were clean. So then after that, henceforth, she's not mechuyeves to make any tikkun, whether kibbutz tashmish or lacha tashmish. So that's the second shita. But because of the machlokes between the Reish Yosef and the Darkei Meishe, so it can be classified into two separate shitas. Because according to the Reish Yosef, so when the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Ram, when they say that the first 3 BS, she has to make a bdike. So she has to make a bdike kevin tashmish and lacha tashmish. According to Darkei Meishe, the first 3 BS she has to make a bdike only after tashmish, but before tashmish, not. So in other words, the same shite, but according to the Yosef, it means kevin tashmish, the first 3 BS, a bdike is required kevin tashmish and lacha tashmish. According to Darkei Meishe, so only lacha tashmish, not kibbutz tashmish. From the washing of the tour, it's much more like the Darkei Meishe we saw yesterday. So in other words, we have 3 shittas. In other words, one shita that all of my life, a woman who has no vesit kavua has to make it a kibbutz tashmish and lacha tashmish. And the comment to the Rambam, so the tikkun lacha tashmish has to be made not only by the wife but by the husband as well. According to the Rach and the Rosh, it only has to be made by the wife, not by the husband. But let's count it as one shita, even though it can be counted as 2 shitas. And then you have the second shita. The second shita. Then you have the Rambam and the Rashbo and the Ram in the reef, according to the Bishyosi. So it means that the first 3 BS, the woman has to make a decay. Kedem Tashmish and Lacha Tashmish, but after the first 3 BS, no Vikas altogether, and then, according to the Darkei Meishe, which seems to be the sheet of the Torah, in the first 3 BS, so she has to make the Vikas. Kedem Tashmish, I mean, Lacha Tashmish, but Kedem Tashmish, not even the first 3 BS. And then we have the fourth sheet, which is Sheet of Rashi, and bases and enlightenment, and that's the sheikh of the shach. The shach is machila like that. So that she doesn't have to make any bikkus. No bikkus. All the bikkus are only required in gabitaris, but not in gabi. So let's see now. Imeimo besikawashonish from one shaving tzrichorite, kaden tashmish yacha tashmish, who bait shalei vihi bait shalom. So there is a remarkable thing. So tzrichorite, kaden tashmish yacha tashmish, because that's the shike of the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ram, in the Rib. But even though they only mention Alacha Tashmish, they don't mention Kinyan Tashmish. But Ms. Yosef says that they mean Kinyan Tashmish also. They mean Kinyan Tashmish also. But the documentation is Chelek. But there is one remarkable thing. He says, the Acha Tashmish, who be HLA, the he be HLO. In other words, now this is a combination of the Rambam Shite and the Shite of the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ram. Because the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ram, they say the first three B's, she has to make it B.K. before Tashmish and after Tashmish. But after Tashmish only she, the husband not. Who is the one who requires the husband also to make it B.K.? That's the Rambam. But the Rambam Shite is even a woman who has a Veset Kavua. Even a woman who has a Veset Kavua is obligated to make a B'dike after Tashmish, after every B'dike, all her life. And then B'dike, so the husband also is required to make. But, so the Mechaber, so he rejects the Rambam Shite in regard to a woman who has a Veset Kavua, but insofar as a woman who has a Veset Sheine Kavua, so the Mele, the Mechaber, in mentioning the Shite of the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ram, that the first 3 years has to make Kedike, Kedim Tashmish, Acha Tashmish, even though these Rishayim only say the woman has to make the Dike, the husband not, but the Mechaber, in mentioning that chicken, which is not the Shita Sarambam, so he also combined it with the Shita Sarambam, that when the Dike Lacha Tashmish is required, so then it's incumbent not only upon the wife, but also upon the husband. Who Shita is there? That's the Rambam Shita. But the Rambam Shita is that even a woman who has a Veset Kavua, so there is a Dike Lacha Tashmish. Remember, the Rambam says it's incumbent upon the Baal. The Mechaber rejects the cheat of the Rambam in respect to a woman as Veset Kavua, so he cannot mention it, because he rejects the whole requirement of Bidike Lacha Tashmish regarding a woman who has a Veset Kavua. Masheikil regarding a woman who has a Veset Sheine Kavua, so he mentioned the cheat of the Rambam and the Rashbo and the Ram in the Reed. So he also adds that one point, that whenever there's the Shita Rambam. So what is the Shita Rambam? Whenever a Bidike Lacha Tashmish is required, it applies, it's incumbent upon the husband too. But the Mechaber cannot mention it in that context because he is chayyeh kan Rambam Shite. So he mentions it in another context. But the Mechaber is really here combining two Shites. The Shite of the Rambam and the Rashbo and the Ram in the Rii, and the Shita Rambam, that whenever there is a Bidike Lacha Tashmish required, so it's incumbent upon the Baal just as upon the Ish. Yeah, alright. Shum, the music of Eitz Eim of Bonim, Shenerei Adam Achas Tashmish, Shum Eitz Rich of Tika Kla, Loi Lifnei Tashmish Yachat Tashmish, Ula Rambam Vyorosh, Kol Zman Shein Obeset, Tzricha Yudike Leilom, Keden Tashmish Yachat Tashmish. The Rambam Matzlich Shegam Abal Yibdik Atzmei Achat Tashmish. But so the strange thing is, so he says the Rambam Matzlich Shegam Abal Yibdik Atzmei Achat Tashmish. But why did he mention it? So Shomish Kom Rishayim Tzricha Yibdik Tashmish Achat Tashmish. Who be HLA? He be HLO. So he mentioned the HLA too, and that's only the Rambam saying that's only because of the Rambam. But when he discusses the Adashike in regard to a woman who has no vessel, so the Rosh joins the Rambam in the Shike, so he points out that there is a difference between the Rosh and the Rambam. And the Rambam. But the Mechaber himself, it seems, passes like the Rambam, that wherever a Dikela HaTashmish is required, so it's incumbent not only upon the Isha, but upon the husband as well. And so it seems from the Russian of Mechaber that he is more disposed towards the first Russian, that a woman who has no Vesek Kavua is required to make Ikes with Mitashmish, Lachatashmish, only the first 3 years. But after that, she's not the first. And Ramor, apparently also, is more disposed towards the first Russian. והצליחו להתליק עצמו נחקו תשמיש ותשמיש שאין שים בלילה אחד אלא מכאן חיל עצמו כל הלילה בין ולמוכו צליחו להתליקה ולמוץ אדם מי פינחו עצמו בין ועובדו לא יתשמש עד שתליק עצמו הויל ואין לבס anyway, there are more passes that בכל הפוחס the first 3 years so a woman was no vessel for who are. So in the first 3 years, she's mechuyavus to make a dike kikim tashlish and the dike lachash. Alright. Isha shein rege bipoches miyudalet yomim achat yilos, aber achat yudalet yomim ein lo keva. So at yudalet yeh dino kim isha shein shloves. Suppose a woman. So after the period, the first 14 days. After the tefillah, the first 14 days after the tefillah, so she never sees God. But after the 14 days, she's irregular. In other words, she can be anything. So, Mele, for the first 14 days, she has the status of a woman who has a vessel kavua. After that, she has the status of a woman who has a vessel chayne kavua. So, Mele, it's tolu in the shikes. As whether she is required to make it big or not. Yeish li odom la'amiyach esishtei shetitik beit shalei. Yitich shene menes al shalom, menes al shalei. Im ruas odam achmastashki shol ishtom v'yitzukim, asuro l'shamei shleilom, im eisibar v'yizboya b'simen sha'ach hazeh. I mean, so that's the aloche that is mentioned in Gemara, Daf Samach Yod. I mean, so that's really simen kuf b'zayah. All right, now the shah. The workshop. Now, I don't know of any other case. I don't know. Might be many, but I don't know. At this moment, I'm not aware. But any other case where the Shach is chilek and the Psach of the Mechaber and the Ramor and is Machriya negative, the two of them, and where we pass through the Shach. I mean, there are many places where the Shach is chilek and the Ramor is chilek and the Mechaber and the Ramor, that I know. But that the Achroyah should be like the Shach. When it's chilek can be mechaber and the Ramor, so I only know of this. There might be other cases, but here the shach is machriya, like Rashi cases in the Raivet, and furthermore he says that it's even more separate because of Shemo Yehei living. Now most poskim, no, the minig ha'ilom is like the shach, and most poskim agree with the shach. However, there are a few poskim who say that if there is no minhag, if there is a minhag to be made like the shach, that a woman who doesn't have the vessel for work should not be required to make any dikes, so then everybody says that we have to pass like the shach. However, there are a few poskim who passed that if it's a place where there is no minhag, there is no meaning. So then we should pass that a woman who doesn't have a vessel kavua that the first 3 years, so she should make it weaker before Tashmish and after Tashmish. So you will find some Rabbonim who passed in that way, but this is not the proper way, because according to all the Rishayim who say, like Rashi and Tisis in the Raivet, so we couple it with the statement that it's also having to make it weaker because of Shalei Yibinich. Of course, according to Adrish, it's not Shayach, it's the Osir. So it's Osir without a Niki. So Mele, it's not the proper way to pass for others, counter to the Pesach of the Shach. Counter to the Pesach of the Shach. But there are some Rabbonim who pass that a woman who doesn't have a Pesach Kavua, so the first 3 years after Nisun, so she has to make it Niki, Kibbel Tashmish, and the Niki Lacha Tashmish. Now let's see the Shach. באמס כן הבינו הפוסקים הלהימו הרמב״ם והרשבו והראש והרם ושו פוסקים דיבר יביב וסביר לי כפירוש השם שסוס הרש והוא פירוש רח והלוך את רב חנין בן אנטיגנס וצריך לי בי לבדיק ומשמש את בי בן גימו פעמים הראשי והאריך הראש ריסטי הדיבר יביב והסכים להלוך וריבוי לבדיק הכלל אלו שמלוי ניבי לאוקי נגד פירוש רח נגד פירוש רח. And I mean, it is interesting because the Rosh himself says at the end of the first page, so he says that he thinks in the chat in the Gemara is like Rashi's first Rosh, which is Rashi's chat, like Rashi thinks in the right, and he thinks that the Shita of the Rach is in the Kodesh, but he cannot dare be here in the Rach Shedvor of the Kabbalah. So his Mivakar is there. But the interesting thing about it is that the Mechaber, in mentioning the Shittes, so he should have said, Ula Rambam V'yarach, called Zman She'ilom Veseh, Tzricho Yidikei Le'ilom, Kedem Tashmish V'yach Tashmish. So he doesn't say, Ula Rambam V'yarach. After all, the Rosh wouldn't even think of the Shittes if not for the Rach. And he says, the Rosh really says that he's disposed of the Shita of Rashi and Pesach and Raya. But so he's in back in the day. So why should he mention the Rosh? He should say, Ula Rambam Be'arach Kod Man Shemadeset. So the Rach he doesn't mention. But who does he mention? He mentions the Rosh, even though the Rosh himself says that it appears to his own mind, like the other Shita. So the Rashi doesn't mention, and the Rosh mentions. I mean, this is a kind of thing upon which one could give a Musashir. I mean, why the Mechaber doesn't mention the Rashi and he mentions the Rosh. But I don't want to give any Musashir now. So, but it's a remarkable thing. I mean, so the Kabbalah obviously, the Mechaber B'Tavone didn't mention the Rach Shite, and he mentioned the Rosh. Right. Ula Rambam the Rosh holds man she in the Veset Tzricho Yitika Leilom Kedem Tashmish Rach Tashmish. So he says, V'yehri Chorosh Nistia Bubriyori, V'hiski Mi'aloch, V'loiboye Dike Klav, Elo Shemu Loiboye Yuribay Yuribay נגד פירוש רח, וגם הרשב"א והרמב"ם נדחקו מיישר דברי הוריד. I just want to mention what רבונים who have an attitude of chaos in mentioning chaos in regard to the Eire, in regard to carrying, let's say, in New York, in sections where there is an error. So Araben came at one time, so he mentioned the peace of God, and he said that Rabbonim should discuss the possibility. Perhaps there is way out of him to set up an error in New York. Perhaps that's all he wrote. And because of that, so certain Rabbonim, so they established an error in Manhattan. And people are carrying, and if you ask, I mean sincere people, who are carried on Shabbos in my head, who haven't carried for maybe for 40 years, and all of a sudden, once the Eved was instituted, so they asked them, how do you carry? Kadisha Feinstein said, it's also, so many, Gehring said, it's also to carry. So they said, well, they wouldn't mention the names of modern rabbis who said that it's mutter. But they say, Rabenkin was mutter. Rabenkin was never mutter. All he said was that Rabbonim, he suggested Rabbonim should discuss it. There might be a possibility. And then after that he said that there is no way. But all this is not quoted. The one statement that he made, that perhaps there is a possibility, is quoted, and on that smach, so people carry on Shabbos, imanet. So that indicates, that how careful we have to be in passing Shabbos. You see that the Rosh, so he mentioned kamo v'kamo rayos, negative shit of the rach, and then he says, el shenuel mo'am yirini, so then when the Mechaber makes the Shidus of Hashem, who say that the woman is mechuyev to make it bike all alive if she has no vessel, so he does mention the name of the Rosh in order to teach us a lesson. In other words, that between saying something in the course of discussion and paskening la'aloche, so there is such a wide divergence. Many times I hesitate to discuss certain shiddes of Hashem in the Shia, because I'm afraid not of you, that somebody will hear that I said that, and then they will do it with Kole. There is one thing that I mentioned in the Shia in connection with kashering, a stone, and I hear already that people mention it to my name. Just because I mentioned that there is a sheet of a libush about a living cow, so they already mentioned my name when I never was moderate, and I always said that you cannot rely on me. So one has to be very careful, even in mentioning, repeating what I say in the Shia, because what I say in the Shia, I say on a theoretical level, that's one thing, and to mention it to people, especially to rabbonim, to rabbis, that's something else. So you have to be very careful. All right. Ve'itzrichim ridnik atzmona oyelim the shach. Ve'gam ha'rashbo v'aram nitzriku yashit v'yorim v'lo yulibom lohotu lebe. Afal kishin yadim nirem v'gubreye nikal ha'aloche v'lugoye v'tike klau v'aylo. Ve'gam ha'bes yosef v'atach nitzriku yashit v'yorim. So that is the washing of the Reef in Yuchasmina. That means Mr. Reef and Shuas. That's Yuchasmina. So he says, he cites the price of Achleke with the Rameya of Hanim and Tignes, and of Hanim and Tignes says, Mishameshin in the Sedi, he Nipsu and Tikno, Uch for Perishnau and Iksuves, Omer Abila Mashmuya, Allah of Hanim and Tignes. Tome Rabbon, and then, Tot aber, nisse ist wie hoa so da und mach was taschisch. Mi schamme es es, am bescheinio, schrio, schrisch. Wie im Weisch wo besser, tingo wie besser. Atka und schen. Harin schen, wie uch es nieder, wie kosa, papiru schwa. Wie kosa, wie bichsubis. Wie kosa, u kvot, wie schnau, bichsubis. So where is the reef? Marich, in subis. In ide, he just refers to what he says in subis. And where he, does he explain Reb Chanina ben Antigua is in Suez. Garcina Benina said to the church, Isha Shein will besser das Oli Shamish. The aim of Suba, the repayments of the Zenis will replace. The Yates in the Yars and the Romans. Dieber Reb Meir, Reb Chanina ben Antigua sind ja Mishames im Schneini, Veini im Psuo et Gnur, Shein Tishamish, Pam Rishenov, where did the Rambam and the Rashbo and the Ram get this kind of shot by the Rima? That she is Mechuyeves, according to Reb Chanina ben Antigua, she is Mechuyeves to make a Dike only in the first 3 years. But after the first 3 years, and if everything will be screened, in the 3 weeks in the first 3 years, so then she doesn't have to make any weeks. Where did they see that the reef explains it? After all that Hamid ibn Antigua says, she was the leader of your melody, it's in the way Suva. They will repay it, so the resilience of the lawyers, the love of Astashmish, the Hazel and Bia, the Yazel and Lomis, the Abogab Lord of Iske, the Yam, the Yazels, and the Abogab, that's something else. So why can't he remarry her, even if she's killed? Because of it, a color, the possible mission. After 3 weeks, in the first 3 years, she's like any other woman. She's like a woman waiting as a woman. She will be just as well. But she has to make it decay. She doesn't have to make it decay. So that's the expression in the reef that tends to indicate that according to the reef, she's mechuyeves to make decays only in the first 3 years. After that, she's kichol anoshi. Omar Abdullah Mashmuel, halacha kebchanin antikas. So that's the reason as to why the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ram, it's really mashma from the Rif's Loshi that he explains it that way. Now, so the question is, so in Ksuves, where it's not relevant to Yuchas Nide, I mean Ksuves is not, does not, the subject matter of Ksuves is not Yuchas Nide. What is the subject matter of Yilchas Nida? That's in Masechet Shmuyos. That's Yilchas Nida. So in Ksuves, so he doesn't explain. But where does he? I'm sorry. In Yilchas Nida, he doesn't explain. In Ksuves, he explains it. But what does he do in Yilchas? In Yilchas Nida, so he mentions Ruchlo Perashnuo, the Masechet Ksuves. So he refers you to his explanation, Masechet Ksuves, and then immediately afterwards, after referring you to his explanation, Masechet Ksuves, he cites the price of Areya Damach Mastashmish Mubon. So it's Yetzirah, so, and then she can get married to somebody else, and then if she's Areya Damach Mubon, Mastashmish, let's do the second husband. So again, the second husband has to give her again, and then the third husband, So then she cannot marry anybody if with three husbands she establishes a tendency to see down machmas tashmish. So right after referring you to his pshat Yisuvis, he cites the price of Horei Yedam Machmas Tashmish. But in Yisuvis he doesn't cite the price of Horei Yedam Machmas Tashmish. So the Shach asks, it would have been more reasonable for the Reeve to mention the explanation of Hasidic. Why in Yisuvis? What's the Shach has in Yisuvis? So there is only one relevance, one afternoon regarding Xuvay. Regarding the question is whether she's gave Xuvay, whether she's entitled to be gave Xuvay, or she's not entitled to be gave Xuvay. That's the only relevance. So obviously, the Reeve mentions the explanation in Sechet Xuvay, not in Chesnide, because of the afternoon regarding Xuvay. That's the main point of the Shah. So he says, he should refer you to what he says in Hilchas Nidah. Well, there is a very simple answer on that question, because in the order of Shas, so Ksuves comes before Shmones. That's the reason. In Yochanan, all right, for the Shach also was able to think of that, but he assumed that the Reeve wouldn't be motivated by such a consideration just because Ksuvas comes before the Shuas. So maybe he'll discuss it in Ksuvas when it's an Indian of Shuas of Yochas Nide, not an Indian of Ksuvas. So he says, Vei Yishitam Yixas, Lomo Kosa, Ukvoker Shuo Yixuvas, Haru Emena. That's a very famous dish. Why does he have to mention Ksuvas? He should mention the Perek, because usually when the Rishi mentions something that you already discussed, so he will not mention himself. He will just mention the Perek because he takes it for granted that everyone who learns knows in what Masechta in certain areas. So he knows that. So here he mentions Uchiparashio Biksuves. He doesn't say Shia Pirikamunizimis. Why does he say Ksuves? Because the whole Indian has to do with Ksuves. That's why he says Uchva Pirashio Biksuves. Veit Kosher Vidibayan. Me'ayin Heitzi Orit Viforish. Mishameshes Beidim Gimupon. Or Pashto Vilse. Mashma Leiva Mishameshes Beidim. Mirvadzim Mishlachshis. Mifishitoso. Kamo Vichamo Kushis. Aloriv. Kmushirichu Aposkimana. Aposkimana. Avlemes Yeredarke. Vidas Oriv. Kidas Kol Aposkim. Now I just want to tell a very interesting story. When there was a draft in America, in the United States, years ago, when there was a draft, after the Second World War, there was a draft for some time, but yeshiva students were exempt. They had an exemption. So then the question arose, who is entitled to such an exemption or not? So the Jewish Welfare Board appointed a few modern rabbis whom the Jewish Welfare Board considered as being very knowledgeable, so that they should decide who is entitled to an exemption on the basis of the theological spirit or not, because it was true. I mean, there were many students who enrolled themselves in Yeshiva, there were such a chaos, who didn't learn and who didn't give attention, didn't attend, didn't learn at all, but in order to get an exemption, they enrolled themselves in Yeshiva, and unfortunately, some Yeshiva executives took advantage of it, and they made a lot of money. I mean, it was in this race. Anyway, so they wanted to know, the Jewish Welfare Board wanted to know who is a genuine student who learns, who really wants to assert himself in learning, whether he wants to be a rabbi or not. I mean, they were very sincere about it. to make a stop to get the chilas, because there was a chil Hashem, because the draft board, you know, found out that there were many who just were involved in shivas. It was a chil Hashem. So we appointed a few modern rabbis that they should give a test to everyone who registered as a shivas student to find out whether it's a genuine student or not. But the rabbis who were appointed by Jewish welfare board, they themselves were not very knowledgeable, and they realized that they couldn't ask too many questions, because some of the students, you know, could find out that they were quite ignorant. So then he only asked one type of question. In what misachte is the parent, let's say, Yamorinizimus? In what misachte is Yitzhiyas Hashabbos? So, I mean, they learned that. I mean, that they memorized. So, and then they asked this question. So at the beginning, some real students were involved in learning, but they did not know, I mean, certain sectors that the yeshivas did not learn. So they failed. And some who never learned anything, but who knew that this is the kind of question that they ask, so they did very well. So at the beginning, the result was that some of the students who were not students in yeshivas, so they received an okay, and some of the students in Zawadas who were involved in learning Jim and Malaywa, they failed the test. So at that time, it was brought to the attention of the rabbis that such questions cannot be presented. So I mentioned that Hishayim, whenever they mention that they discussed it in some other Misechta, usually they don't say the Misechta. They mention the page, and then they took it for granted that anyone who learns Torah so should know himself in what Misechta it is. Alright. So he says, great question. If the prayer Mayan hits you or hits the forest, Mishamesh is begging to perform it. Or Pashto the Mils and Mashma Leila Mishamesh is begging. Milvadze, Yesh Lahakshis with Mishitosom, Kamal the Hamakushis are Rif Mishariho Apostle. Abraham is here the Dalke, the Das or Rifki Das for Apostle, that the Misha Shinu and Beset will buy a picture of Bible cloud. Will with Nea Tashmish, will with Acha Tashmish. Will Hochel with Kosa for Rif, Bishum Mokin with Peush, the Tzrichadik. Now, the remarkable thing about that is, that many Rishayim say that the Shita of the Rif is that in the Bible, a woman who has no Veset Kavua is required to make a picture the first Rif is. The only Rishi who says that on the contrary, the Shita of the Rif is that in the Bible, a woman who has no Veset Kavua is not required to make any Tikkes like a woman who has a Veset Kavua is the right in the Baal Nefesh. And the Rambam in Baal Nefesh says that the shita of the Rif is like Hash and Tesis. Tesis that everybody holds that Nando Omaho. So not that there is a Machlekes, but that they both have reference to a woman with Asuka Bitairez. So why do two Amroim have to mention the same thing? So the one who said in the name of Shmuel didn't know that another Amere said it in the name of Shmuel. But they actually said the same thing, and there is no Machlokes. That's the Raivet. And the Raivet says that's the Pshat in the Rif. And from the Raivet it's Mashma, that the Rif's Pshat is that now Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel are not Chachamim Chachamim and Antiquities. So it's mashma from the Raivet that according to the Rif, when Rabbi Chanan ben Antiklis himself, he says, Heim tiknuo, heim nifsuo. So Rabbi Chanan ben Antiklis has reference to a woman who is Asuka B'Tayas. Who is Asuka B'Tayas. Now then you ask, if it's a woman who is Asuka B'Tayas, so how can Rabbi Chanan ben Antiklis say that a woman who is Asuka B'Tayas so has to make a b'tike kibben tashmish, and the b'tike re'acha tashmish, and the b'tike re'acha tashmish, and the Bikel Achatashis, if she's, if she has no Beset Kavua, if she's a Sukkah Mitaina, so the halacha is that she has to make a Bike. She has to make a Bike Pamayi. She has to make a Bike Pamayi, even if she has a Beset Kavua. So she has to make a Bike Pamayi in Shachris and Alves. The answer is, as far as a woman who has a Beset Kavua is concerned, so according to most Rishayim, so she has to make Bike twice a day, Shachris and Alves, but not after every Tashish. But Ubishor she shameshes mitosa. That means Kei Tashish. Hashem Kei, a woman who has a Beset Chei, who does not have a Beset Kavua, who has a Beset Chei Kavua, so besides the two Bike Shachris and Alves, whether she has Tashish or doesn't have Tashish, so that she's mechayeves to make, so she, and besides the Dike Kedin Tashish, that she's mechayeves to make, and that even a woman who has a Beset Kavua, if she's a Sukkah B'tayres, she, so sure she is Shameshes Mitosan, Shameshes Pesan, so she has to make a Dike. So if she has, if she doesn't have a Beset Kavua, so she has to make a Dike after Tashish. Mashayim came if the woman has a Beset Kavua, even if she's a Sukkah B'tayres, so then she has to make two Dike Shachis Yavis, and the Dike Kedin Tashish, but she's not mechayeves to make a Dike Reacha Tashish. That's the difference. That's the difference between a woman who has a Beset Kavua and is a Sukkah B'tayres, and the woman who has no Beset Kavua and is a Sukkah B'tayres. So in other words, a woman who has a Beset Kavua and is a Sukkah B'tayres, so she has to make two Dike Shachris V'Alvis and the Dike before Tashish. But she's not Mechayeves over and above the two Dike Shachris V'Alvis to make a Dike after Ebbe Tashish. Only before Ebbe Tashish, but not after Ebbe Tashish. Hashem Kei, a woman who has a Beset Sheini Kavua, so then she's mechayeves to make, and she's a Sukkah B'tayres, so she's mechayeves to make a Dike Kedem Tashish, after, before every Tashish, and Dike after every Tashish, and the Dike after every Tashish. Hashem Kei, if the woman has a Beset Kavua, so when she's a Sesto, so she's mechayeves to make a Dike before every Tashish, and took Dike Shachris V'Alvis anyway, but not, she's not mechayeves to make a Dike after every Tashish and Tashish. That's the difference. So according to the Raivetz Pshat in the Reed, Reb Chanina ben Antipas himself, when he says, Heinein Tikluo, Heinein Yifsuo, so what it means is, so Reb Chanina ben Antipas himself has reference to a woman who is a Sukkah B'tayres now, but she is mechayeves to make dikes in the first 3 years after every tashish. But after the first 3 years, harik chol anoshi. But chol anoshi, even if a woman wears a Beset Kavua, so she's also mechayeves to make a dike if she's a Sukkah B'tayres, kedem every tashish. So even after the first 3 years, but so she's chalana, she's just like a woman who has a Beset Kavua, so she's only mechayeves to make a Dike before Tashish, but not after Tashish. That's the Pshat in the Rif. So according to the Raivetz Pshat in the Rif, the Rif holds that Reb Chanina ben Antipas himself, when he says Heinein Tikluo, Heinein Yifsuo, so he has reference to a woman who is a Sukkah B'tayres. Mashenki Mishach, he says that Reb Chanina ben Antipas himself, he says that even a woman who is not a Sukkah B'tayres is mechuyeves to make dikes. Mashenki Mibayim, but when Reb Yudah Mar Shmuel says Haloche ki Reb Chanina ben Antipas, he means Ligami a Sukkah B'tayres is Haloche ki Reb Chanina ben Antipas. But while Reb Chanina ben Antipas himself requires these dikes, even with Bible, even if the woman is not a Sukkah B'tayres, but Rav Shmuel doesn't pass for like Rav Hanina ben Antigonus, Rigabi Maira. Only Shmuel passes like Rav Hanina ben Antigonus, Rigabi Nishol is Asuka B'Tayres. But in Isha Shein Asuka B'Tayres, Shmuel doesn't pass like Rav Hanina ben Antigonus. Now the question is, according to Shach, so it is difficult, Bishleim, according to the Raivet, the Raivet says that Rav Hanina ben Antigonus himself has reference to a Nisha Asukum Kairos, so he passed to a Rav Hanina ben Antigonus, and Rav Yehuda Shmuel says a lot of Rav Hanina ben Antigonus. But according to the Shach, that Rav Hanina ben Antigonus himself requires all these decades, even with Gabi Bayer. But we don't require the Gabi Bayer, because Shmuel only passes like Rav Hanina ben Antigonus, Rigabi Asuka B'Tayres, not Rigabi Elisha, who is not Asuka B'Tayres. So the question is, so then Shmuel doesn't pass like any of the Tanoi? I mean, Rav Meir, there is a machlok between Rav Meir and Rav Antigonus. Rav Meir says, the Tate said, so she's Asur the Bible, with the Bikesh, she's Asur the Shamish. Rav Hanina ben Antigonus says, with the Bikesh, she's Mutares. So how can Shmuel pass like Nida Tanoi? So the answer is because this, the Pashtus Aloshin of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, Kol Anoshim Becheske Stara Libaleya. So what does it mean, Kol Anoshim? That means, and that is what Teisa says. And that is what Rashi says. That the Roshim, Kol Anoshim Becheske Stara Libaleya. In the Torah Libaleya, without a decay. And the Bolo, Eirom, and Yisheno. So as Teisa says, the Mishnah and the Brises reference into Yisheno, and the Brises goes out of the of Yisheno, and according to Rashi and Tisves, so it means that the Brise has reference into a woman who has no vessel to comply. So still the name of Yisheno is boiled up. So that means that the Mishnah and the Brise of the name of Yisheno Achilik, not only on the Meir, but the Achilik on Rav Hanina ben Antigonus. So, Meir, Rav Yehuda Mashmuel says, Halochet Rav Hanina ben Antigonus, he means, Halochet Rav Hanina ben Antigonus, in regard to Asuka B'Tayres, it's Halochet Rav Hanina ben Antigonus. But, Rav Hanina ben Antigonus himself requires the same number of decades in regard to Bailot. Now let's see. So he says, Rochel Kosovovim Shimokim Felix Vikada Kosovo Kasmina Hamo Lapo in Shim of Hesestar, by you Tyson of Hanivan Tin and Nasuka Tame Vidaki, Uchmisha Pilsen Ashu, Vihola Postima, who buy with by Nikke Cloud, in the Catholic Division, we double do the Hindu out there of Hanivan Tinness, which in the Hindu, the Legend Tavas will be Nikke Cloud, Mio Nakim in the Vishi, Shabas and Damas Mastashi, it's the Hobbika Gimopomi, Shamesh is baby, Uchiton and Bibraise, Nisis Ras and Damas Mastashi. Because for me, we had was a roche, aber wenn sie preise, bis sie viele Song kommen kann, wie sie nie nachhol, und ich überrascht, weil ich nur kein Wies ist, was er da macht, was da schließt, mich am Mäschens, beim Achas, bei ich bedingung. Manchmal, die kann man sehr laden, wie Millionen, wie hoch schon wir war, so macht was da schließt, und ich zog und die geklau. Now, there is, we have to make like a shame on him. In God, that's the next thing. Ich schon was da macht, was da schließt, wo kommt ihn. So she's asur libayo. So the question is, does she have to be reared damach mastashish 3 times, exclusive of the first time, or it's inclusive? So there's a machlekes. So from the Roshim of the Rishi, the Shach says it's mashma that the first time she sees damach mastashish, she's not current the first time. But in other words, if and Isha is reared damach mastashish once, and if she made a decay within a few seconds after the conclusion of the tashish, let's say it's a question of second, the time, the number of seconds it takes a woman to take out a maid from under the pillow and be mitaneach herself. So it's a question of second. So if the decay took place within that number of seconds that is required to take out the name from under the pillow and be Kaneya herself. So if she found down, So that creates a layer. And then she has, in order to be Asuna or Baido, she has to sit down 3 times subsequent to that 3 years down. But the first time is not counted. There are many who say that even the first time is counted. But the Shach says, the answer is, so the Ayurved in Shalmefer says that until she sees Damach Mastashmish once, so there is no rest. So Mele, she has to be Hulzekon to see Damach Mastashmish after the suffix occurred. So until she sees Damach Mastashmish, there is no rest. So why? So the question is, now, that aloche that the Rif mentions, Oreya dam machmastashish gimu pomi. So then she's a soul of bio, and it means gimu pomi exclusive of the first time. But suppose it's together with the first time, 3 times, then she's not a soul of bio. Why? Why can the first 3 also be counted? The answer is because until there is the first 3, there is no race. So we shall if we say that a woman who has no rest does not have to make it decay. So maybe there is no rest. But if we are going to say that a woman that has no rest so is not allowed to do Mishabesh Mutoso unless she makes it decay, so even the first prayer has a rest. Because why does she have to make it decay? Because of the Choshen, maybe she will sit down. Machmas Tashmish, why does she have to make it decay after every Tashmish and Tashmish? Because we have a Choshe. So if we have a Choshe, so then every woman who has a Beset Sheni Kavua should be considered to have a Reyesi. So why does the Rif say, why does the Rif imply that only after she had, she was Reyedam Machmas Tashmish once, then she has to be seen 3 more times, Machmas Tashmish. Why? Because until she had 1 year Machmas Tashmish, so then there was no race. But if the halacha is that every woman who has a Beset Sheni Kavua, so has to make a dikeh after every Tashmish, that means that there is a race in respect to every woman. The fact that the Rif Shita is that the first Riyah is not counted indicates that the Rif Shita is that the first time she was not mechuyevet to make a dikeh, but she had to make a dikeh. So, but if the halacha is she is required to make a dikeh after every tashmish, so even the first Riyah was preceded by a reyesi, because we require her to make a dikeh. So that means that there is a reyesi in respect to a woman who does not have a reyesi kavua. So he says, but then you'll be able to refute that right, and you'll say the Braisa does not have reference to a woman who has no Beset Kavua. Maybe the Braisa has reference to a woman who has a Beset Kavua. So a woman who has a Beset Kavua, so ordinarily there is no race. So that's why the first 3 is not counted, and she has to have 3 years machmas tashmish exclusive of the first 3 in order to establish a reyesi. Mashenike, a woman who has no Beset Kavua, so even the first 3 is counted. So he mentions the pshat of the Mordechai is, now the price in Nida says, the price is at this far. So the rabbi, okay, the damach was dash mit shamish, das damach shino shino shish. We can read a little shamish, at this is garish, it was lach. This is lach, it was so damach was dash mit shamish, das damach shino shino shish. We can read a little shamish, it was lach. This is lach, it was so damach was dash mit shamish, das damach shino shino shish. We can read a little shamish, as a tilde katz. All right. Kids are great, yes, it's at the beer, she ferrets, it's a homakhe, who may, who na haveshi, means the damoresh, shamech, the yashin amokel, who means the damoresh, the yashin amokel, the English for mako, the simokin, the makos, the English for vese, the tailor the vesto. So they are four shot. What does it mean, Vimishva Vesa Kila Vivesto? Kasha Pshat is Vimishva Vesa Kila Vivesto. That when do we say that if a woman Sodam Machmastashmish three times, she's asked on the Bible, because that establishes, that determines that she has a tendency to see Dam Machmastashmish, that is only if she sees Dam after every Tashmish. After every Tashmish, without exception. But if she alternates, let's say she will see Dam, she will see Dam in, let's say how Rashi explained it. So he says, Vinyesh Labeset, Likil Klaze, Sheyere Kolsho Machmastashmish, Elo Liproki, Tele Vivesto, Umshameshes, Beloibdike, Beinveset, Reveset. Decay, reveset, reveset. In other words, so she doesn't have to make a decay if, let's say, she will only see Damach Mastashkus if it's a rainy day. If it's a rainy day, so then she'll see Damach Mastashkus. But if it's not a rainy day, she will not see Damach Mastashkus. Let's say, she'll see Damach Mastashkus if it will be after a day of strenuous work, but if it was a day of relaxation, she will not see Dam Machmastashmish. So in other words, so then she's with the Bible, it doesn't have to be Megarish. So this is how Rashi explains Vim Yishla Beset Tehla Bevesto. The Rambam's Pshat in Yishla Beset Tehla Bevesto is if a woman has a Beset Kavua, if a woman has a Beset Kavua to see Dam every 25th day, and then she saw Dam. So, in other words, so he's also Lovi Olel on the 25th day. But suppose he was born, and she saw Dam. So, Chuvesto, Machmastashmish, so then we don't say he's Mechuyev to be Megarsha. Because then we attribute it to the Beset at all. As a matter of fact, he's also Lovi Olel anyway. So then he doesn't have to divorce. That's the Hamash. Then there is the Balamoyes Pshat. Then there is the Balamoyes Pshat in the Yishla Beset Tehla Bevesto, that if she has a Beset, that let's say, that she sees Dam Machmastashmish only after, if she does a lot of exercise before Tashmish. Or if she eats, let's say, if she eats shum, garlic, before Tashmish. So in other words, every time she has Tashmish, after eating shum, or after jumping, and then she has Tashmish, so she doesn't have to do the water, because all she has to do is to refrain from jumping, to refrain from achil shum. That's what I'm going to do. Then there is the pshat by the Mordechai, and that is a bikul, that is expressive of a bikul. And the Shach had reference to that pshat by the Mordechai. In other words, that in Yeshua Beset Tehla Bevesto, that the whole halacha of Reye Dam Machmastashmish is the Baal, the Gimel Pomim. So the husband has to divorce her only applies to a woman who has no Beset Kavua. So she is irregular. So if she is irregular, so then we have to change. Maybe the Tashmish is the thing, is that factor that provokes the menstrual flow. Mashenki, if the woman has a Beset Kavua, if the woman has a Beset Kavua, and she saw Dam Machmastashmish, not some of the best, not some of the best, though. So then we always say, this is just an accident, even though she saw three times, and even 10 times. So we don't have to say that it is the Tashmish that allows the menstrual flow. There's something else the matter with her. And it just happens. But it's not a chazoke that after every Tashmish, in every Tashmish she will see that. So when are we chishish? Maybe the Tashmish arouses the menstrual flow if she is not regular, if she has no Beset Kavua. But in Yeshua Beset, so Tehla Bevesto, even though the Tashmish was not some of the Beset, you see, according to the Rambam, it means in Yeshua Beset, and the Tashmish was some of the Beset, then she's still a Mevesta. But if she has a Mevesta Kavua, and the Tashmish was not some of the best, then she has a Mevesta Kavua on the 25th day, and the Tashmish was the 20th day. So according to the Rambam, she is a sort of Bible if she's so damn 3 times Machnas Tashmish. But according to the Mordechai, the whole Aloha of Rehe Dam Machnas Tashmish Nibu Pomin is a sort of the Bible applies only to a woman who has no Mevesta. So then, we are chesh, maybe this is the thing that provokes, that arouses the menstrual flow. So Mele, guess the right. So, according to assuming that the Reef has the pshat of the Mordechai, the more initial vessel, the other vessel. So that means that the whole price of Rehe Dam Machnas Tashmish Nibu Pomin has reference exclusively with a woman who has no vessel kavua, and still the Reef implies that the first 3 is not counted, because in the first 3 there is no reyes. So she has to have 3 years dam machnas tashmish exclusive of the first 3. Why? In order to establish reyes. So if we say that the contrary, a sheva beset ordinarily until she sees dam machnas tashmish, so has no reyes. She doesn't have to make reyes. We understand as why the first time is not counted. But if we say according to the Aviv, there is no first time, because there is always a reyesi. So then, why should the first 3 be counted among the 3? Why should she require to have 3 years dam machnas tashmish exclusive of the first 3? So that's a rayon uchachas. Then it says in parenthesis, when we show up us in the portion of the Vesa Teva, the Vesta Bin Yanachel, like Rashi, like the Balamoyer, like the Rambam, so there we can say that this Braise of Gimel Pomim, and the Rif says that the first 3 is not counted, has reference to a woman who has a Vesa Teva. So then, without the first time, there is no Vesa. Mashiach, a woman who has a Vesa Teva, same Haname, so the first time is also counted. והודו מקוסם אביב ביקסו את המים ובישור עשית המחר סטשיש הלו שלא עושה ממהיר אני ביקסו את ועשו מיץ תלוח את הרצח המדינס אבל הכוח או הכוח מהיר בירי המחר סטשיש ועשו מחץ לביקסו את מה שקוב הפרייס עשו למחמים נתיגנס גם בפרייס עבירו עשו דם מחר סטשיש this is the first question in the so the first question in the shach is that the reef holds that when Shmuel says Aloch et Chachamim in the Antigua is, so it's only Gabi Asukomitaris. So actually the Reef shouldn't even mention that. That's why in Chassidim the Reef doesn't mention the Pshat in Rav Chanan Antigua, because it's not relevant to us. We don't have the Taris anyway. The Reef doesn't discuss anything in detail, something that is not Medea Bismarazi. But in Ksubes, he mentions the Kadavuch in order because Rav Chanina ben Antignes mentions Rav Chanina ben Antignes being is based upon a real damach mustashish. Why does Rav Chanina ben Antignes say that a woman has to make bdikes the first 3 times? So from the Shach it appears that he holds that the Reef, that the court relief pshat of Chanina ben Antignes himself applies this requirement regarding Bible too. But when Shmuel says Alochet of Chanina ben Antignes, he means only regarding Tyrus who passed that of Chanina ben Antignes. That the first three beers she has to make the case of the Tashmish. But regarding Bible not. But of Chanina ben Antignes himself applies that Chungan regarding Bible too. Shmuel passed this like Rav Chanina ben Antignes, only Gabi Asukam Tairas. But Rav Chanina ben Antignes himself requires it with Gabi Bairo too. Why does he require with Gabi Bairo? Rav Chanina ben Antignes, 3 bikes, Racha Tashmish, after the first 3 years, because of the possibility of Rehe Dam Machnas Tashmish. And that possibility, that chosha applies only to a woman who doesn't have a basit kavua. That's according to the Mordechai's pshat, who doesn't have a basit kavua. So mele, the Rebbe doesn't have to mention it in the chasmide, because there is no nafkimine. As far as Tyrus is concerned, so there's no nafkimine with Nazi. And as far as Bible is concerned, so Shmuel doesn't pass like Chachamim ibn Antignes in respect to Bible. He only passes like Chachamim ibn Antignes that three tickets are required after Tashmish in the first 3 years, only in the Gabi Asukah B'Tayres. But he mentions it in Subes Ligabi Denach. So he mentions it in Ksumes Ligabi Ruaso Damach Mastash. Ligabi Ruaso Damach Mastash 3 times, so then she is Yetzin is the Lord Ksume. So Yetzin is the Lord Ksume. So then he mentions that Allah. Aber Kopf auch meine Berehen macht. Then there is a second. So since Shmuel passes, we got the tires, these are the tires, like the Chanimah Tignes, so that means that these are the tires, with Rabbonon, we are Chishish, we got the woman who has a Veset Sheni Kodua, maybe she is Reye Damach Mastashvish, we got the tires, that's the reason why in the first 3 years she has to make a Dike Reacha Tashvish. So since there is a remote possibility that a woman who has a Veset Sheni Kavua, that perhaps the Tashmish is the factor that provokes the Rias Dam, the menstrual flow, so Mele Ligabi Ksume, in order to be made Zinomei. So since there is Aloche in Hilchi Binomina Harop, so it cannot be made Tzimi Adam Muzik on the basis of all. So true, lenience of the Heter that we rely on hope, and on Chazoke, and on Svexike, so in Mele, she is with Teres Levile without Nike, even if she is a woman who has no vessel. Because true, there is a remote possibility that since she has a vessel chain of what, maybe the Tashmish is that factor that provoked the menstrual flow. But on the basis of law, so even a woman who has a Veset Sheni Kavua, so is not likely to have a menstrual flow as a result of Tashmish. It's possible. But in mute, there is a mute of women with whom the Tashmish is the factor that provokes the menstrual flow. And how do we know that there is a mute of women that with whom the Tashmish is that factor that provokes the menstrual flow? The fact that Shmuel says in regard to Tyrus, Halochet Rav Chanina ibn Antignes. Why does Rav Chanina ibn Antignes require 3 tickets the first 3 years? Why? Because of that possibility. That since she's a woman who doesn't have a basit kavua, maybe the Tashmish is that factor. So that's why Shmuel passes like Chachamim Antiglis in regard to a woman who's asukah b'tayres. But Shmuel is only chayshish in regard to Tayres. But in regard to Yisrael there, we rely on rov women. Rov women, even if they have a basit sheni kavua, are not likely to have a menstrual flow as a result of the Tashmish. But Ligabi Tayres, he is Cheshish. Why is he Cheshish Ligabi Tayres? Because there is such a need. But Ligabi Bairo, she doesn't have to make it Vicky. She doesn't have to make it Vicky. But in order to collect the Ksube, if the Baal If the Isha wants to correct the Ksuba, so then Besen will tell the Isha that she is not entitled to collect the Ksuba unless he'll make three pitches after Tashmish, after 3 years, and they won't be clean. So then it'll be a riot. So then it'll be a riot that she is not a real Damach Mastashmish. But otherwise, if he doesn't make in 3 successive years, B'dikes, Kidin Tashmish and Lacha Tashmish, so then she's not entitled to collect the Ksuba. Because maybe it's a Choshev Cheike, but in order to be Meitzimone, so on the basis of a Choshev Cheike, we cannot be Meitzimone either. But I am a Leuchim Momen Acharov. This is what he says. Oh, yeah, sure, Ksuba Shu Momen, what's about Luna Kidin Chabese? In Reitzel, in Chokshadu, Shabu Shimoch, Elobeidim, Shabuki, Yadam Achostash, Umshan, Benin, Lupom, Shigaitzish, Shubhashash, Yadam Achostash, Abu Vada, in Abawi, Kopi, Mishim Ksude, Lenisa Nama, Lepoyo, Tiki Klau, Kay, Lirali, Vizel, Bogu, Benin, Nasoli, Vaima, Shibazan, Besios, Shimarai, Sibal, and Vishnu, Gwen, the Raibet, Shay, Kay, Nasan, Mamish, Mish, Kasat. But there is one basic difference. The Raibet understood the Rif in a similar way, but the Raivet understood that the, according to the Rif, so Shmuel passes completely like Rav Chanina ben Antipas. And Rav Chanina ben Antipas himself requires decades only regabi asukh b'tayras, but regabi bai or not. Mashiach in the Shach apparently he holds that according to the Rif's explanation of Rav Chanina ben Antipas. So Rav Chanina ben Antipas requires the 3 years and the 3 years in the Gabi Bayer. But when Shmuel says, Halochet Rav Chanina ben Antipas, so he only passes like Rav Chanina ben Antipas in the Gata Surahans. The Aima Shechosav Bez Yosef Shemarai Zemane Vini Gwemi Nurai Shemin Kindasa Vini Mami Shemin Mashi Tzafi Elo Shav Bez Yosef Hei Vini Nurai Miktorav Vishtai Vini Nurai Lidatsi Vini Nurai Nefesh Vashamach Vini Nistim Zemu Gwemi Nasa Vini Nurai Tzafi רק שהחיליק שבי מומן מישראל מבויש ומוסק שום להוגיף הלוח לבייצה כסידו בשוויצה יכול ובאי ובאי ובדיקה ואפילו מי שושים לבסק על עד כאן ומיעתו כי ידעס כל הפוסקים מי שושים לבסק ובאי ובדיקה כבר הולך להתעשו שלח את השליש חוץ מהרבם שנפיבש כל הסוגיה ונעסוק בטיימס והוא יוחד נגד כל הפוסקים וגם עם הסוגיה מאחר סקיבו. You see, it seems from the Shach, even though he doesn't spell it out, that the Derach himself didn't explain that she did. But Rashi and all the Shemi mentioned that in the name of Derach. I mean, the old Rashi doesn't say Rach. Rashi says yes, Moshe. But the other Shemi mentioned that Pshat in the name of Derach. But from the Shach assumed that the Anor Shemi who said it, except the Asam Shemi who think that that's the Rifshi. Let's say the Rambam, the Hashbo, the Ram, so they think Ramo and the Shach, but we should go over the two. Kol Yisho Shein Asuka B'Tayas פירוש רש"י שמצריכו בדיקה לבית, אפילו אם הבסק. That's following the two pshotim that Rashi mentions, the last piece of the Gemara in the first page. So, what does it mean? Whether Mandi Masnoho or Masnoho. So according to Rashi's pshat, Mandi Masnoho or Masnoho, it means that Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is reference to a Isha that is Asuka B'Tayras. But according to Rav Pshat, it means Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is reference to a Isha Shein Asuka B'Tayras. So there is a Machlekes. A Machlekes Amroi is to whether an Isha Shein Asuka B'Tayras, like the notion today, Ein Oveset, whether she requires Bikel Lifitash Mishamat. So it still does not necessarily mean that we pass Klal Gemandoma. So then we can pass Klal Gemandoma, that's the hope. But according to Rashi Pshat,